This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Seven after the hour, and this is the Friday, February 2nd. Can I say that like that? February. How about a little spelling lesson? Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Kara Schiller here. Jennifer has learned over the years, because her birthday month is February, she knows how to spell February. I remember when I was teaching school, it was one of the big stumbling blocks. It was about the same as library. Did you learn how to spell library easily, Victoria, or was it a difficult problem for you?
I don't remember.
February, yeah. Library. Yes, those are things that, those are important things, and they may be among the most important things we discuss here on the DJV show. Doug Steffen, Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, and our big trending stories. Victoria, what have you done? You're feeling better today? You sound a little better.
I'm here.
The good news is she's here, yes. Yeah.
Well, one of the big trending things for today is hashtag Go Red for Women, and this is, of course, raising awareness for heart disease, which is the number one killer for women. And February 2nd every year, women are encouraged to wear red to support heart disease awareness. And, of course, you'll see lots of different things. There's usually a Go Red fashion show at Fashion Week and in New York, and they have different celebrity models who come out wearing all different red dresses designed by different designers. And I believe Coca-Cola is one of the major sponsors for raising awareness for heart disease, and they have special cans and things like that. So if you see a lot of red today, that is the reason why. And one of the other trending stories that's picking up a lot of steam, is pretty steamy, is 110,000 condoms have been placed in Olympic Village in Pyeongchang. That's 10,000 more than what they had at the Sochi Russia Winter Games. And so now the question is being asked, will this Winter Games, will they be the most promiscuous in history?
Right.
That is the question.
Promiscuous.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so this is Heart Day. February is Heart Month. February is also Black History Month. And today we have the honor of celebrating Groundhog Day.
Yes.
And the question always comes up, will the groundhog see his or her shadow? I don't know whether it's a male or a female. I've forgotten. I went to the...
Isn't Bill supposed to be a male?
Beyond, and yeah, I think there have been some years it has not been.
It has the people hiding out as Phil.
Yes. Yeah, I don't think Phil is all. I think Philomena
might be
Philomena,
more
of a male. Philomena, yeah, right. I went there 1 year. Jennifer, were you here yet when I was down there? I went there. It was a long time ago. It must have been.
What kind of notch is it again?
It's Traveler. No, it's...
Kubler's?
It's...
What is it?
You know what? It's Smuggler. No, what the heck is that? It's something Notch. That's the name of the town.
Oh.
That this happens. And then I don't even remember the name of the town. But at any rate, the question is whether or not the shadow is seen or not. Groundhog wakes up from his nap, goes outside to see if he can see a shadow. A lot of people think that if the groundhog sees his or her shadow, that there'll be six more weeks of winter. If that happens to be the case, and then he retreats back into the hole and goes back on to his nap.
The town's name is Gobbler's Knob.
Gobbler's Knob.
Someone was Gobbler's Knob. I think
Knob.
Someone was having a little bit of a joke, a little bit of fun when they came up with that name.
Why?
That doesn't sound like a little sexually promiscuous to you?
Gobbler's Notch? No, I didn't think about it.
Knob.
That way at all.
Knob.
Knob. Not even that way, no.
Okay, I guess I've heard a little too many rap songs in my life.
Right, yeah, I think that's it. Yeah. So it's a big German area, this part of Pennsylvania, and they have practiced the art of predicting the winter with a, this is a woodchuck. Some people call them hedgehogs. But this is something that they've been doing for a long time, ever since they settled down there. The official predictor of winter, for them anyway, and then for the rest of us who fall into the trap, this becomes the event in Gobbler's Knob or Notch. You know what I was thinking about? There's a town in New Hampshire with a notch.
Smuggler's Notch.
Smuggler's Notch.
Smuggler's Notch, isn't there?
Yeah, yeah. That's like Smuggler's Notch and Nobbler's Job.
I don't know. Nine,
okay.
Who comes up with these town names?
God knows. Well, the Germans are, in this circumstance, overextending their creativity. So I think this happens, if I remember correctly. I remember it was a cold morning. Sounds like the beginning of a story. I remember staying overnight in the hotel there, and then I went to the radio station that still carries the program, and thinking, there are these characters out there with their top hats on and tuxedos on, and most of them were absolutely 35 sheets to the wind. They were gonzo. That I remember. And I think you have to be. It was funny and enjoyable, but it lasts for about 4 or 5 minutes, and that's it. And I thought to myself, I came all the way down here. Well, it was the celebration around it and the night before and all of that stuff.
So Phil comes out of his little whatever he's living
in. Phil doesn't even come out of his knob. What happens is they rip him out of his knob, and
yeah,
one day there's going to be a horrible groundhog accident because he's going to hit one of those goofballs in the face with one of his hands or his legs.
His claws, yeah.
Claws, whatever they have. And get this, the other reason that I think this is so terrible is that he's only right 39% of the time.
Well, isn't that... I never understood how they determine... Yeah, how do they determine if he sees his shadow or not? That's what I never got.
Well, where the sun is. The sun's just coming out at this, just about that time the sun comes up. This is sort of a mountainous area. So the sun comes up, and as it shines down into where this hole is, there's either a shadow or there isn't a shadow. So if there is no sun... It's all a bunch. It's all silliness.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like it's based on any factual evidence.
Right,
whether he sees his shadow or not doesn't actually mean spring is coming.
They say he's always right. That the only the reason when he gets it wrong is because it's the people's translation. It's human error.
Obviously,
I think Staten Island Chuck has a better track record, but he doesn't really get as much publicity.
Staten Island Chuck.
Yeah, God rest his soul. That's the one that Bill de Blasio killed because he dropped him from.
Really?
7 feet up. Yeah, you didn't know that?
No.
And it was a cover-up. Oh, this was ridiculous. This is why these things do not work. Bill de Blasio is holding Staten Island Chuck, which I think was a chick at the time, and drops the thing. Ends up that the thing's like so dazed, it ends up dying a few hours, a few days later.
Really?
And they didn't tell anything. They tried to, like, keep this going that Staten Island Chuck was, like, you know.
All right, so
they have a new one. And someone tweeted, Staten Island Chuck can rest easy. Mayor de Blasio will not be at the event today.
Mm-hmm. So we have our movie guy's name is Chuck Curry. Let's call him Staten Island Chuck today. And see, Victoria, if he remembers what that... Yeah, you think we should... Yeah, let's try.
Is that a bad omen?
Well, he's from Brooklyn, so he may take...
offense to it. Yeah. Nobody in any of the boroughs in New York wants anything to do with anybody who comes from Staten Island. Staten Island is the garbage dump of New York.
Oh, stop. If I were going to live not in Manhattan, because that's where I'd live first, I totally live in Staten Island.
You would not.
Have you been?
I would. Yes.
What do you like about it?
Everything. It's easy to get around.
Closer to New Jersey.
Yeah. No, I like it.
You would have a lot of space to get around because you'd be the only person there.
The mob wives live there, and I would be their friend.
Oh, that's how she knows about it.
Yeah.
The mob wives in New York. There we go.
Totally.
Now
you
we
Big Ange. You wanted to live where Big Ange
God rest her soul. She's sitting alongside
R.I.P.
Chuck.
All this over a National Groundhog Day. A woodchuck.
Get a drink of the drunken monkey.
Could a woodchuck chuck? If a woodchuck could chuck wood, so they are. I've run over more than my share of them over the years on the farm.
Look
at that. Get them. I felt sorry for the last one I ran over, though. I remember thinking that's.
Yeah,
that's
I would hope so.
Cute.
Considering you're always talking about being an animal lover, they are animals too.
Don't let them fool you.
They've been responsible. If you have a woodchuck on a farm with horses and you don't kill it, the horses will die. The horses dump their feet. If any animal, cows, horses, I had a cow fall into a hole once, didn't break its leg. But a horse
running along or walking quickly, and one of the feet goes into that hole, done. They break their leg, they put the horse down.
Has a groundhog not feelings, Dougie? Not a heartbeat?
I would think that groundhogs probably do have. They look at you, and they have that look on their face. Kind of like a beaver. Have you ever looked a beaver in the eye? Have you ever looked a beaver in the eye?
Every weekend, a personal question. Yes.
Wait a minute. This
just
is another
maybe once or twice
thing,
during
like
college.
Gobbler's knob or whatever.
It was a brief phase in college.
I trimmed my hair.
Okay. Okay. I think I should move on now. It's 16 and change at the hour, DJV time. There's a brand new opportunity at MyPillow.com. They are making mattresses. They announced this week that they, the folks who guarantee you to be most happy with your pillows, are now making and shipping mattresses. That's a brand new thing. Everything made in the USA. USA. US. Remember that from the other night? USA. Well, you can chant that as it applies to the My Mattress products. These people have become, in a sense, this is sort of, the Mike Linda story is a dream come true story, one of these great American stories. Here's somebody who didn't like what was available in the marketplace, so he decided to make his own. And he's made a really fabulous business out of it. And so many people, thousands, tens of thousands of people have been buying, for example, premium pillows from MyPillow. They have Go Anywhere pillows. They have specials on those. Specials on just about everything you can think of. If you're a MyPillow customer, you know what they have. You know what they can do. You know how well they make their products. And so if you tell other people about it, that's swell. I can't tell you how many people I've told about MyPillows. I have I don't have one in California. I didn't bring one with me, but I have a couple of them here on the farm on my bed. And sort of last night, I hadn't gotten much sleep the night before, so last night I went to bed early. And I just about hit the pillow, and I was done. I was gone. Really gone. And there's something about it. When you put your hand, it's comfortable. It doesn't give in. I think that's what I like about it. It doesn't get, you know how some of the pillows that you get, even if they're expensive, that you put your head on them and they become like mush. Right? And Jennifer, you like that about this. They don't become mush. They're supporting your neck, supporting your head.
Sturdy.
Yeah, very much so. That's a good word.
Sturdy without being not movable. You know, sometimes you get those foam, thick foam pillows you describe as sturdy, but they just don't move with you.
No, you got to have something that moves. Okay, go to MyPillow, speaking of moving. Use the promo code DJV when you're buying things there. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Do not ruin a good night's sleep by not getting involved in the MyPillow escapade. Healthier, happier, better night's rest, all good. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, get a lot of things at half price at the moment. It's MyPillow.com. The promo code, as a matter of fact, as you understand, Doug, Jen, Victoria, is DJV.
Attention shoppers, clean up on aisle 14. Clean up on aisle 14. Someone dropped a jar of pickles. Pickles.
Beatboxing at a big box store. Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
A red minivan has the lights on in the parking lot.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Geico.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time, but some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why MudPie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
And change past the hour now on the DJV show with Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, and Doug, with a focus on the State of the Union viewers. The president said on Twitter that he had the highest number of viewers in history. Well, the folks that measure track TV ratings and viewers say that may not be the case. He, according to the first numbers that were in, had 45.6 million. Other State of the Unions had more, 48 million for Obama, they said. On his first one, Bush's address, 62 million in 2003. Clinton had 53 in 1998. But I think we made note of this yesterday. People's viewing patterns have changed. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. First of all, I have no faith in Nielsen at all. I have no faith in their predecessor. They bought a company called Arbitron that was responsible for ratings. And anybody who's listening to me that's running a radio station will agree with me 100%. These are the biggest bunch of phony four-flushers in the world. They don't have any more real idea about how many people are listening or watching than I do. But because they've snookered people in the advertising community for years and years about how many people are listening or viewing, up until now, I think now a lot of radio people, especially and TV people too, are questioning the veracity of the numbers, not because it's Trump, just because, as we talk about frequently here, the way people watch things on television is different. So this is a measurement of those at the moment. When Obama in 2008 did this, there wasn't the kind of technology available. It certainly wasn't when Bush was the president, nor was there when Clinton was the president. Technology now allows people to see this stuff using all kinds of different devices.
So, we had this conversation talking about the Grammys as well, and yeah. Well, that may have just dropped in viewers, and maybe just it did because people are losing interest in award shows, but there's also so many other ways that people are consuming this that they're just not counting, and I really hadn't thought about it too much. Axios, which is a website that covers mostly politics, but they also do some science and technology and some different types of news categories, and they're either pretty much down the middle or not quite in the corner of Trump. I think they try to be fair, but they're the ones that brought this up, and we talked about it on yesterday's program, just about how you consider the most notable thing about the numbers is not whether Trump had the most watched speech in history or not, but how we are going to start calculating events like this in the future. And it is kind of interesting just to think about. I think 39% of the country has already started to cut the cord in some way. That's a pretty huge number.
Yeah, it is.
It becomes a non-story, actually. It's a bunch of hooey people who don't like somebody, one, whether it's a politician or anybody, frankly. They look at these numbers and they're, oh, look at this, and it's nonsense. Doesn't mean anything. 26 after the hour. All right, musically speaking, Justin Timberlake becoming more and more. Everywhere I turn, I see pictures of him promoting his new album, Man of the Woods, and then the focus on his big Super Bowl halftime show. He's getting fans extra amped up for the show with the release of Man of the Woods. It comes out today, as a matter of fact, officially. He celebrated the release of the party at Prince's estate in Minneapolis. It's called Paisley Park, remember?
Mm-hmm.
He has quite an interesting place. A little bit of backlash. Some of Prince's fans were concerned over a party happening in his home, his hallowed halls, alcohol being served at the event, presenting a potential for spills on memorabilia, as well as going against Prince, who was a non-drinker. So, under the circumstances, yeah, there's always going to be somebody upset about something. Timberlake
pretty
was
sure
asked.
At this point, Prince is okay with it. He's probably fine.
Timberlake was asked about Prince at the Pepsi halftime show press conference. He said nothing. He had nothing but respect and gratitude for Prince and for his estate. He said, quote, there's a lot of bucket list things that are happening this week for me. That's definitely at the top of the list as well. I get to come back, be on stage at the Super Bowl. But to top it off, I get to walk the hallowed, sacred ground of Paisley Park and get to play my new album. That didn't even seem like a possibility to me a year ago. 28 past the hour, DJV time.
Kids need love, and so do adults. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. We know that children need love. Time and again, history, research, common sense, and our own personal experiences have shown us that children flourish with love. And as much as we know that, however, somewhere along the way in their development to adulthood, we forget just how very essential love is for everyone. There's no one who doesn't need love. Make a concerted effort to give love to every child you encounter, and then remember this, every adult alive on this planet was a former child, and everyone, absolutely everyone, still needs love. Even if it's not always easy, be mindful to give love to everyone, including yourself. For support along the way, subscribe to my new podcast, Tackling Life, with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
The reason I went into consulting? Because I love hunting for paperwork. Not because I like developing plans to help small businesses grow. No, I'm busy searching high and low for a proposal that I had in my hand like a minute ago. Yippee!
Staples wants you to spend your time doing what you really love. That's why we have organizational solutions for any business, so you can clear the clutter and focus on the job at hand.
Ah, here it is. Nope, that's a Chinese takeout menu.
Staples. Less mess equals more success.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
About 34 after the hour on this fun Friday in February. Get the alliteration. You know what I'm doing there, right? It's called alliteration. It was alliteration, I know, that brought me into the DJV show. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Get your ears open and your mind open. We have people in the news today. Mika Brzezinski, who is the co-host of Morning Joe. And in fact, is she married to him yet? She married him, didn't she?
I think they're still engaged. I don't know if they got married, did they?
I think they're living in sin, though. Anyway, there was an interview that was scheduled and actually taking place on Morning Joe yesterday. Michael Wolff, the author of Fire and Fury, was there. And Mika abruptly cut off the interview with him. He said he never suggested after the interview that UN Ambassador Nikki Haley had an affair with President Trump.
Sure he did. It's in his book.
Said, you might have been having a fun time playing a game dancing around this, but you're slurring a woman. It's disgraceful. The exchange became heated after apparently Wolf showed up on Real Time with Buffalo Bill Bungalunga, one of the biggest boobs on television, Bill Maher. He said he was absolutely sure the president was having an affair with someone and alluded to who that person was in one of the paragraphs of the book. That person was Haley.
He said, this story has infuriated me, and Nikki Haley actually addressed it. I really like her, and she addressed it last Friday, maybe the Friday before. It all blends together. But she actually came out and gave a verbal comment saying, this is disgusting, it's horrible, tabloid, of course it's not true. But he basically alluded to the fact that they spent a lot of time together on Air Force One in private quarters, and what's so irritating about this, and I applaud Mika Brzezinski, and I don't normally do that because we are about 180 degrees different politically, and I'm not a huge fan of the way she delivers. She always seems just kind of like elitist, a little snobby to me, but she asked this guy, she said, what are you doing? Why are you making these claims about Nikki Haley? And he said, oh, I didn't do anything. He just denies it. He like turned tails and sort of like backs up off of it when that's exactly what he was laughing about with Bill Maher just a few days ago.
Yeah.
And so she said, don't you think that's pretty disgusting? And it's exactly how I think, Kara, you would feel, Victoria, I know that you would feel, probably agree with me the same way. When there is a woman in power, that doesn't necessarily mean she slept with someone to get that
right.
job.
Right.
Exactly.
What
it
influence.
Can mean she's qualified. I know that's shocking to a lot of men, but it is possible that there is a woman that's qualified to take a high power position and do a dang good job at it like she's done without sleeping with the guy above her.
It's unbelievable. All right, so tell me how, when I was in the airport the other day, I saw a bunch of the books on the counter. How is the sales of this book going? Because this was the big thing. It was going to be a big tell-all, yeah.
Well, I think initially, I mean, it sold out. It was a big, big bestseller. I'm sure the sales have slowed because I have a feeling everybody that really wanted to read it, that kind of, you know, already didn't like the president, has probably already picked up that book. But I think it also lost a lot of steam because one of the biggest claims in the book was that President Trump was deranged and that he was not able to be president, that people were talking about how crazy he was and they wanted to pull him out of office. And then you had just about a week after the book came out, President Trump's physical examination with his doctor, which seemed to kind of cool off all those rumors and speculations that somehow he's got dementia or something really bad is wrong with him, because the doctor came out and said, look, this guy's pretty healthy. He's 70 years old. He's got a little high cholesterol, but other than that, he's in great shape. And that seemed to kind of tamp down those rumors. So I'm sure he's making a lot of money off of it. But I think people are actually seeing Michael Wolff for being sort of that flamethrower that he is. He went on Twitter after this altercation with Mika, and he went into like a President Trump-style Twitter attack. He says, I take it back. President Trump was right about you, Mika. And then he basically went on to say that Mika and Joe are the biggest gossips and she's a big phony for inviting him on and then kicking him off the show. It really let her have it. I think he sent out 9 or 10 tweets right after he got asked to leave the show.
I thought the first time I saw this guy that there was something it was something almost difficult to explain, but a feeling. I have a pretty good gut when it comes to people. And watching him, his demeanor, his swagger, if you will, the way he really wanted, there's a mission here. And it isn't just to sell books. It's a sidelight, but there's something else going on with this guy and his feelings about Trump or...
Just wanted to sell books. I don't know if he's out there with all this malicious intent. I just think he wanted to play on the biggest fears that people had about Trump or everything that he's talked about in this book. So if you're not a fan of the president, you think he's not secure, not stable, well, then you're going to love this book because it's going to tell you about how everybody thinks the same thing that you think already. So he's really kind of exploited all of those negative criticisms from the media in the past, right?
All right, here's another person. This one is a real... When I saw this the first time, I thought to myself, still? Robert Wagner, the actor. In the investigation of the death, the Wagners at the time included Robert and his wife, Natalie Wood. And there were many people. There were three people on a
boat off the coast of Catalina Island. Natalie, Robert Wagner, and the first people didn't know who the third person was on the boat, but it turns out that it was, you remember how this all came about, Jennifer, how the sheriff's department and the police department and all, everybody wanted to know who was the third guy on the boat. Do you remember that?
I do. Well, I don't remember when it happened, but I know that I've talked about it a lot with people over the past few years. So, yes, mm-hmm. I've heard the story.
Right. So, anyway.
I think I'm very compelled by the fact that they're looking at him now. I thought that they had sort of written this off and that we weren't going to hear much more about the death of Natalie Wood.
Right. And this is, by the way, 1981, before Kara was alive. Let's see, before Victoria, you weren't alive in 1981 either, were you?
Nope.
I was only a couple of years old. I don't remember it at all.
Right. Well,
I'm surprised. I just reading up about this, I didn't know she was 43 when she died. I thought for some reason she was in her 20s. Because no. I'm not familiar really with the story. I know she supposedly fell off a boat, and that was kind of all I know about it. But I didn't realize that she was 43 and that this happened in 1981. For some reason, I thought it happened like maybe in the early
70s. No, it happened. You know who the other person on the boat was Christopher Walken.
Christopher Walken.
Yeah, so.
Really?
Yes, right. It was Robert Wagner.
Questioned?
Must
have been, right? Like over the years.
Right.
So, they thought it was accidental, but when they found her body had bruises all over it. Mm. So they don't know exactly if what happened. I think there was a fight, right? Everybody, wasn't the story that everybody was drinking?
All drunk. Everyone.
Yeah.
And the other
drunk
weird part of the story is that she was on the boat in the first place because she was deathly terrified of water, wasn't she?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, yeah, I guess that's the
story.
Suspicious
anyway.
Part. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. So anyway, there's a TV show on Saturday, tomorrow night, 10 o'clock Eastern, call 48 hours. The episode is entitled Natalie Wood, Death in Dark Water. I think that what's going on here is a rehash of something for the benefit of a TV camera.
Yeah, do they have any kids? Or, like, does she have family that's still around? Because I just feel like, on one hand they want to get to the bottom of it, but on the other hand, if I was a family member, I think I would just get so frustrated to see this in the news, you know, like every 5 years or every 10 years. Like, it just...
What's the word you used, opportunist, for wolf? There's somebody that's using the word.
Exploiter.
There's an exploitation going on here, it seems to me.
But
Robert
Wagner's
got to be in his
late 70s. I'm definitely going to watch it. I've got nothing to do.
People
are still curious. I know. I'm going to put it on my DVR. Because according to witnesses, when they were on that boat, there were people that were saying that they heard loud crashing sounds coming from their stateroom, and they saw her on the boat. So it's not like they would have killed her and brought her on the boat. There are witnesses that say they saw her walk on the boat, and she was there having this. Then they heard her having this big fight with him. So
there was always the suggestion that the less than subtle suggestion is there was a three-way going on,
right.
And it went wrong.
Exactly right. And that somebody got jealous or something, something happened. And then the other suggestion was always that she was so drunk or depressed that she just went off and put herself in the drink, basically. Yeah.
Right, yeah, right.
Well, it's interesting that if Christopher, they say that Robert Wagner's story has kept changing every time he's been interviewed, so that's part of the problem.
Well, how much is he going to remember? After this is how many years ago?
The night your wife dies, you remember.
37?
I would think so.
Yeah,
but it's not just that they said in 2012 the coroner changed the death certificate to read drowning and other undetermined factors, so that was opened up another round of questioning. But it's weird. I had no idea Christopher Walken was involved in this at all. I've never heard that until right now.
Yeah.
So I wonder if his story has changed over the years or if his has been consistent and maybe that's what has pointed them in Robert Wagner's direction.
Here's another one of these events. Jim Carrey, another person in the news, not facing trial in connection with the suicide of his former girlfriend. Was it Katerina? Is that how you pronounce her name? White? Mm-hmm. Something that's close to that anyway. It was a couple of years ago. One of Carrey's reps confirmed the matter had been dismissed yesterday. Wouldn't comment beyond telling the Hollywood Reporter that Carrey is looking forward to moving on with his life. He was sued by White's husband because they were having an affair. It was fairly well known, I think, wasn't it?
Well, I think they were separated.
Right. Well, anyway, the husband and the mother blamed Carrie for her death because she died of a drug overdose, and he, according to the stories, introduced her to drugs. Is that all true? Is that
well, they found pills in her apartment or house that had his name on it, that had Jim Carrey's name on it.
Uh-huh.
So she basically took his prescriptions. So it's unknown. They were in the middle of breaking up, and so it's unknown if he left them there or if he had given them to her. So it's one of the, or if she just took them and he didn't know. There's a lot that's gray.
Yeah. All right, let's see here. The story of Connie Sawyer. Here's a great story. People don't know Connie Sawyer. Probably not a household name. You'd recognize her if you saw her. She was the oldest working actress in Hollywood. Died yesterday at the age of 105. Apparently, she suffered a heart attack and died. The announcement was made yesterday. It was a week or so ago that she died in the motion picture television retirement home that they have in Hollywood. She appeared in a lot of television programs. She was on Archie Bunker's Place, Will and Grace, When Harry Met Sally. Again, if you saw a picture of her, she played James Woods' mother, the character that he plays in Ray Donovan's mother. Wait a minute, let me get that straight. She was the mother of James Woods' character in Ray Donovan. All right, does that make sense?
Correct.
Yeah. All right. And doesn't Woods play a hitman or something?
Mm-hmm. I don't watch the show, but yes.
Yeah,
I remember seeing her in it.
Yeah. She started work in 1957. An agent for Frank Sinatra saw her as a tipsy society lady in a comedy on Broadway called A Hole in the Head. And then she got to have starring roles with Jackie Gleason, Kirk Douglas, Milton Berle, Robert Mitchum, Susan Hayward, Dean Martin. She didn't mind not being one of the quote-unquote major stars. She said, I've had a great career. And she said, I started acting in nightclub dumps. Frankie, she used to refer to Sinatra as Frankie, told me, never give up and you'll always find a good part somewhere. I think that's been the case with so many great character actors, too. People who you would recognize, but you don't know their name. So here's somebody who made a career and still was acting well into her 100s. Good for her. Nicely done, Connie Sawyer. The last name that I have in front of me, well, I got a couple more, but I think the story that I most want you to talk about is that Mitt Romney is getting close to announcing his run for the Senate in Utah. He tweeted yesterday that he'll make a formal announcement by the middle of the month. Quote, looking forward to making the announcement about the Utah Senate race, his intention to run for the seat because Orrin Hatch is leaving. It's probably the worst kept secret. Not only that, I was talking to Jack and Mary Stockwell when I was there this week in Salt Lake City, because a lot of people think he's a shoo-in, given the fact that this is a big Mormon state. Do you know only 30% of the people who live in Utah are Mormons?
Yeah, but the culture is what...
Oh, yeah, the culture is very much.
Yeah.
Yeah, very much so. So anyway, does he have a... I see there are a couple of different ways that are being suggested here that he would run. There's a nominating convention in Utah. Also, you can get signatures, write-in ballots, that sort of thing. But I would think he would have no problem at all.
Oh, that's why he's doing it. This is going to be a coronation. It's going to be one of those things where, like in our state, the governor will be Gavin Newsom. And like Hillary Clinton, excuse me, thought she was going to be president. There are these things where it's like, oh, no-brainer, of course I'm going to win. And most of the time it works out for you. The reason people know he's going to run is the minute that Orrin Hatch announced that he was not going to seek re-election, Mitt Romney went onto Twitter and changed the fact that he was living in Massachusetts and said
sure.
He lived in Halliday, Utah.
Right, yeah.
And it happened instantaneously. So
does he actually live there?
I think he has a home there, but he has a home in San Diego, and he has a home in Massachusetts.
New Hampshire, up on Lake Winnipesaukee.
Right.
Yeah,
he's just waiting for someone to retire in any one of those states.
He's like, whammo. Yeah.
Right.
Well, I think specifically Utah. I don't think that Mitt Romney wants to lose another election, so he wants to find when he can win.
Easy there. All right, good story. 10 before the hour, DJB time.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Time for us to work our way through the top five tech items of the week, the topics that have been most discussed here, there, and everywhere. So Victoria has routed all of these things out. We'll go through the five, starting at number five with an Apple story.
Yes, Apple's HomePod, which of course has been so overly hyped, and some of the early reviews haven't even really been that great about it. This, after months and months of delays, they have finally almost arrived. Not even have arrived, they've almost arrived. They will be in stores next Friday the 9th, and you can buy one for $349, which is a solid $100 to $200 more than the competition of Google Home and Sonos One and Amazon Echo. A lot of the early reviews, if you're an Apple person, you're probably going to buy one just because it can control all of your Mac devices. But if for other people who are sort of a mixed blend of a household, maybe they have some PC, some Mac, I don't really know that this is going to be a huge win for Apple. And, you know, it's never great when you have months and months of delays because Apple tends to do this. They rush things to the market and then try to fix it later. And unlike an iPhone where you can just constantly do updates to fix all the bugs, it's not that easy with their Apple HomePod. So it remains to be seen how this is going to go. I predict personally that this will be a big stink bomb.
Stink bomb. Number, that's a great, I haven't heard that expression for a long time. Number four. Amazon, they coming up with a stink bomb here?
Well, I don't know. Amazon, this is interesting. Amazon has raised their monthly Prime prices by 20%. So it's gone from $10.99 per month to $12.99 a month. And $2 a month, that adds up if you're an Amazon person and you're used to having a lot of different things, whether you have Netflix, and all these monthly subscriptions really start to add up. Now, this might be the right time, though, if you do like Amazon Prime. I'm a Prime member. I love it. Mm-hmm. This might be the right time to switch to the annual membership, which is $99. That has not gone up, and that still gives you all of the same perks. You get free two-day shipping in some cases. If you're, depending on where you live, you get free one-day shipping. You get all of the Amazon movies and streaming and music and things like that. So I think the best bet to do is stick with Amazon, but go for the annual membership. You pay it one time, and you'll forget about it.
Sounds like a good idea. Number three out of the top five in the world of technology is something that is appropriate with regard to the warning aimed at Facebook, Victoria.
This is not so great of a story this week. Facebook has had some ups and downs. Their time spent on Facebook is way down from their consumers, but their revenue is up. So they're all over the place right now. They developed a messenger app just specifically for children under 13. It rolled out in December. Not a lot of parents are happy about this now. They said that they developed it with PTAs around the country and with children's media and associations involved in this. But now child development experts, more than 100 of them across the country, have actually written an open letter to Mark Zuckerberg saying that this app needs to be taken down, that it is the first social media platform widely used by elementary school children. They argue that children that young are too young for social media, that this is basically just creating an environment for bullying. There's also some safety concerns about pedophiles being able to directly contact these children. And so it's not a great thing. If I had a child under 13, there's no way I would allow this to happen. Right. But apparently this app has become more and more popular. It's called Messenger Kids. Mm. And so basically Facebook has said that they are not going to shut the app down, which is too bad.
All right, this is a demerit for the folks at Facebook. Number two, yeah. This is good news for people who like to shop at Target.
Good news for Target fans. Yep, you can get same-day shipping if you live in Birmingham, Alabama, or South Florida right now, and they plan to roll that out to the rest of their stores by the end of 2018.
There you go. And number one, there were a number of ATMs who were hacked or which were hacked, and mm-hmm. It's kind of an interesting wraparound here. What's the story?
The Secret Service is involved in this now. They're warning banks about a hacking scheme called jackpotting, which someone hacks into it and basically cash spews out like you're in a casino. The problem is these are attached. The money's coming from people's accounts. So the Secret Service is warning the best thing to do not use drive-through ATMs, do not use ATMs in pharmacies, which you see all the time, don't use them in big box retailers. Anytime it's not inside a bank, you are taking a large risk.
Right. Sticking your neck way out there. All right. This is a good report. Thank you, Victoria. Always concerned about what's going on in all kinds of different areas. This is the Tech Talk portion of our extravaganza.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.